And bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
Well, service bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right, Saturn. We sure hope a DJ is on board.
We'll be right back. And the request line is always open here at WRIR at 804-649-9737. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. You can hear us here every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. right here on WRIR. My name is Bill Lupoletti. I'm happy to be with you. Got a fun program planned for today. Let me make a couple of announcements for you here before we get started. WRIR would like to give thanks to the Byrd Theater for its continued underwriting support. The Byrd Theater is a landmark movie palace in the heart of Carytown that views second-run movies. This week, Walk the Line will be shown at 7:15 and 9:45 p.m. And the Byrd Theater will be featuring a Kung Fu Festival this weekend, Saturday, February 18th, starting at 1 p.m., and Sunday, February 19th, starting at 11 a.m. I would have brought some Kung Fu music if I'd have known that. But now I know, and so do you. More information about the Byrd Theater can be obtained at 353-9911 or online at byrdtheater.com. And this program is also brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice, serving Asian American sushi and tater tots since last century. Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian interior, beautiful staff, and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner 7 nights per week. And their sushi chefs are also available for catering. If you'd like more information from Sticky Rice, you can get it at 358-7870. First thing we got up on the program is my friend Tim Harding is here in the studio. Tim, let me turn your microphone on. There you go.
Uh-oh.
How you doing?
That's a scary thought. I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing great.
Yay.
I'm doing great. And you're here just because you like coming by, but also because
there is
you guys,
that.
Your band Hotel X is playing tonight, right?
We are. Tonight at the Neighborhood Resource Center at 1519 Williamsburg Road in Fulton Hill with two wonderful West African musicians, old friends of mine, Alhaji Papa Suso from the Gambia playing the 21-stringed kora, and Bala Koyate from Mali, who is an extraordinary balafone player as well as a great bassist and drummer and guitarist and da-da-da. And with Hotel X tonight, $5. 9 p.m. Doors open at 8. It's again at the Neighborhood Resource Center in Fulton Hill at 1519 Williamsburg Road.
So you just go out east on Main Street and turns into Williamsburg Road and just keep going.
Exactly.
Until you get there.
It's on the right. It's a converted post office and a really, really wonderful space. I'm so glad we're doing the show there.
That's great. Well, we're going to play some music from Papa Suso and Bala Koyate in just a couple of minutes. Before that, we're going to hear from a Malian griot singer named Adja Sumano. And this is the title track of her album, Coca Beret. And then I'll be back talking more with Tim. We'll be listening to that music, some of the new music that Hotel X has just cut, and whatever else we have time for here. So stay tuned on Global Agogo for more of Tim Harding. But right now, Adja Sumano. There's some music from Mali, from Aja Sumano. That song is called Coca Barre, and it came out a couple of years ago. And that's somebody that I found out about. I was not familiar with her until I took my recent trip to West Africa, and she was touted to me by a guy that I met, a guy who was our guide in Mopti. And he touted like four musicians to me, Amadou and Mariam, I already knew them, Habib Kouate, already knew him, Aja Sumano, and Jenna Bassek. So those were the four that he said I had to listen to.
Excellent.
Tim Harding is here on the other microphone, and we're gonna talk about a little bit about Malian music here and some other things. So tell us a little bit about this show tonight. Tell us about Papa and Bala.
Well, I've known both of them for about 7 years. Met Papa Suso at he was doing a residency at the University of Richmond. Where my brother Kevin teaches music, and we met Papa, heard his performance, and met him afterwards, and he was delightful, and spoke a bit about a school he has in the Gambia. And so that summer, on a whim, Kevin decided to get on a plane and fly over and spent a month in the Gambia in West Africa. There and in Senegal, and got malaria. He had the whole experience. He got malaria. He, you know, danced and sang and ate great food and studied the Quora and bought a Quora from Papa and studied with him for the month, and had a wonderful time. And we've been dear friends ever since. He brought Bala over from Mali also, I guess, about 6.5 years ago. Bala is in his early 30s and was at one time, the bassist in the great Malian group, the Super Rail Band, was second guitarist with Ali Farka Touré for a time. Again, he's only 33 years old, and he's done all this. It had been in the States for 7 years. Is a terrific drummer, and aside from all that, is maybe the most remarkable balafone player, even to the ears of the sort of preeminent American writer on African music, Banning Air, who quietly tells me he may be the greatest balafone player he's ever heard. That Bala is just remarkable, and Papa sings and plays beautifully. They will be doing a duet tonight at the Neighborhood Resource Center. Again, that's in Fulton Hill, 1519 Williamsbury Road. It's at 9 o'clock, and my very fabulous band, Hotel X, will be playing as well. We are now an 11-piece, and loving it.
And in your what year now? 15th year?
Yeah, we'll be 15 come September.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Tell people about these instruments. Explain what balafone is, because I think a lot of people listening to us probably aren't familiar with it.
Well, Papa Suso plays the kora, which is K-O-R-A, is a 21-stringed harp lute, a very large calabash gourd cut in half with a caskin stretched across it, a rosewood neck, and these 21 strings fanned out across it, and it may be the most beautiful instrument I think I've ever heard. It has all the ethereal qualities of the European harp, the sort of dreamy qualities, but then in the lower tones, really sounds like an acoustic blues guitar, and if you can combine all, you know, dreams and the blues, I think you're doing good. So it's a lovely instrument, and the balafone, which is essentially the foundational instrument of the Mali Empire, 800 to 900 years old, 13th century. Bala Koyate is of the original line of griots. They are the first griots, which are oral historians, storytellers, musicians. The original Koyate was a griot to Sundiata Keita, the original king of the Mali Empire. The balafone is a wooden xylophone with little calabash gourds as resonators underneath, and that's sort of the foundational instrument. The kora is tuned to it, so everything sort of comes off of the balafone.
Great. Well, let's listen to some of their music so folks get an idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah, here. This is a recording they did in Canada called Mending Jata just last year, and there are three other musicians joining them here, but you'll hear Papa start off with a really lovely cascading riff on the kora, and then he and our friend Tapa Demba sing. So you'll hear Papa singing and playing kora and Bala Koyate on the balafone.
Okay, here we go. Some music from Papa Suso, Bala Koyate, right here on Global Agogo. Check this out. Papa Suso and Bala Koyate here on Global Agogo. Tim, tell folks about that record again.
That was a recording done in Canada on a label that I'm trying to figure out. It's a very small, producer guy, Rex Checker, which is a fabulous
He's
name.
He's the chancellor of the Rex Checker.
Precisely. And it was recorded in March of 2004 in Vancouver. A live performance, Papa Suso and Cora Balakoyate on balafone, our mutual friend Tapa Demba on vocal, and two djembe players. So very recent recording. Relatively.
And so that gives you a real good idea of what these guys are going to sound like tonight. Just going to be the two of them, so you know, without the added percussionist and singer. Yeah. But this promises to be a great event. Really looking forward to coming
exactly.
by.
Exactly.
And what? Always looking forward to hearing Hotel X. So tell us a little bit about what you guys are up to.
Well, I'd love to, because so many good things. The band is sounding insanely good. Of course, I'm in it, and I'm horribly subjective about it, but doggone it, it's awesome. It's so much fun to do. It's now an 11-piece group. We just added our dear old friend Hunter Duke, who played in many bands in Richmond over the years, and on percussion. As an additional percussionist. So we are 11 strong. We've just finished recording, starting mixing and post-production stuff over the next 2 weeks. We have this performance tonight. We're playing the 26th at Legend Brewery for their anniversary party. And at the end of March, on March 25th, we're doing a live soundtrack to a film for the James River Film Festival. And we were very happy to find out that we were going to be doing a film by one of my favorite early American actors, Harold Lloyd.
Oh, yeah.
Who I love and is a contemporary of Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton, less known than the two of them, sadly, because his stuff is so delightful and just completely fun and funny. And it all, believe me, it translates terrifically well 86 years later. So we are doing that. We're going to be joined by the great, innovative avant-garde guitarist Gary Lucas, former Captain Beefheart sideman, New York guitarist.
Current leader of the band Fast and Bulbous.
Yes.
It's a Captain Beefheart tribute band.
Yes. And he, you know, Gary Lucas, if you go to his website, is extraordinarily divergent in his tastes and his skills as you would want to be. I mean, one night he's doing tributes to the jazz pianist Herbie Nichols with Duck Baker on acoustic guitars. The next night he'll be playing with the great avant-garde trombonist Roswell Rudd. The next night he's hanging out with like a bunch of Indian musicians playing. He's just all over the map, and we're really happy he's going to do some solo performances over some French surrealist short films, and then together we will play a set of Hotel X material with Gary sitting in with us. That's at the end of March.
That sounds great. Yeah. And I hope some of you out there got to see Gary Lucas at James River Film Festival 3 years ago, was it?
Three or four, yeah.
Yeah, where he did a live soundtrack for the silent film The Golem, and it was great. I was there. I really had a great time. So I think that sounds like a very promising event.
Yes,
I'm really looking forward to that.
Agreed.
So the bad news here is that Tim brought a CD of the recent sessions that Hotel X has been recording at Minimum Wage Studios over in Oregon Hill, and we were unable to get it to play, so we're having some technical difficulties on that. So instead, we're going to play some recent but not brand new Hotel X material. Yeah. So we're going to play something from the album Hymns for Children. And this is pretty representative of what you guys sound like.
It's close. There's a core group that remains, but we have added people and subtracted a few. But this particular cut is one that we do often. And
wait, I'm changing the cut on you.
Oh, you are. Well,
unless you don't want me to play this, I thought let's play something that we can play in its full length. How about Kelly Mubana?
Would be lovely. Let's show.
And this is a cover, right?
It is actually by a great Senegalese djembe player and singer Mortiam, who I saw perform with Don Pullen's African Brazilian Connection here in Richmond in the maybe 89 or 90, and was really absolutely one of the halcyon music performances of my life.
I was at that thrilled. Show. It was fantastic in Marble Hall at the Virginia Museum.
Beautiful.
Not the greatest acoustics there, but what a,
but man,
what
they
a fantastic, fantastic band.
Darn right.
And this is one of my favorite songs of theirs, and I really like the way that you guys cover this.
Well, thank you so much.
So let's listen to that. And one more time, tonight at Neighborhood Resource Center, it's 1519 Williamsburg Road in Richmond's East End.
Yes.
Hotel X is going to be opening for Alhaji Papasuso, who plays Kora. He's from the Gambia. And Bala Koyate, who plays balafone, and he's from Mali. They're going to be playing duets. Hotel X is going to play a set before.
Well, we're going to do a very short set at 9. By 9:30-ish, Papa and Bala will then play a set. And then we will come on again after. Hotel X will play after for maybe an hour and a half and get the place rocking.
Okay, great. Doors open at 8, and music is going to start at 9 o'clock.
That's American dollars.
And Tim, thank you for coming in. Next time, let's do a two-hour show.
I'd love to, and I'll bring actual CDs that can play.
That would be great. That would be totally awesome.
That'd be novel.
Let's listen to Hotel X right here on Global Agogo. Thank you. Hotel X here on Global Agogo, and Kelly Mubana by Mortiam. And that's from their album Hymns for Children that came out in 2003, and it's their most recent album. Is that right, Tim?
That is correct. Yes,
but there'll be
soon.
Another one this year, hopefully.
Yes, right? I promise. The ones that actually will be sold will play in your CD player, unlike the one I brought here today, unfortunately. But I'm thrilled. It went insanely well. We were all sort of looking a little saucer-eyed at each other at the end of each day's sessions, kind of wondering why it was sounding so particularly wonderful. Everyone was so focused, and it came off beautifully, and I'm very, very happy with it.
All right, well, I'll get to hear it sometime soon.
I promise.
And so will you. As soon as I have a copy, we'll bring and play it on the air. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And this program is being brought to you in part because of the generous support of our founding underwriter, Exile. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring two floors of clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. They also sell Bluntstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and Special Effects hair color, and silver jewelry. Exile is located at 822 West Gray Street in the middle of VCU. Store hours and information are available at 358-3348. And Global Agogo is brought to you in part due to the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond, which is in their 10th anniversary season and presenting this month Chick Corea and Touchstone. They're going to be performing Tuesday, February 28th, two shows at 7:30 and 10 p.m. at the Alice Jepson Theater on the campus of the University of Richmond. It's going to be Chick Corea on piano, Carlos Benevent on bass, Tom Breckline on drums, Jorge Pardo on reeds, and Rubem Dantas on percussion. That's the current group that Chick Corea is recording and touring with. And this promises to be a great event. 12-time Grammy Award-winning Chick Corea, who has pioneered so many different directions in jazz, performing in Richmond February 28th, 7:30 and 10 p.m. If you want more information, you can go to their website. It's modlin.richmond.edu. And thanks again for the continuing support of our from our friends at the Modlin Center at the University of Richmond. And let's play something brand new next. This is a record that is getting a lot of airplay on a lot of independent radio stations, and not something you'd necessarily associate with Global Agogo, but if you listen to this program, you know that I really love American soul music. And here's an artist who has really tapped into some of the best of America's soul music talent. Her name is Shawn Marshall, and she records as Cat Power, and she's just made a record in Memphis with the High Records rhythm section. So let's hear what they sound like now, and then after that we're going to hear what they sounded like then. This is Shawn Marshall, Cat Power, doing Love and Communication from her new album, which is called The Greatest. Yeah. Different next week.
lives of the new. I want you to come along for the ride. How long will you stay for your whole life? Just know you should. Can you tell me, can you tell, can you? When we were together,
Priests, sisters, brothers, lay men and women are doing their part to change the world. Sister Mary Ellen Manns works in Sudan.
I just love working with children, and the kids love me. To hear them laugh and play, it's helping them to grow. And I keep telling them that, you know, you go to school so that you grow in all the ways God wants you to grow. I'm Mary Knoll's sister, Mary Ellen Manns. I guess I'm doing my part to change the world.
Mary Knoll and you can change the world. To get a subscription to Mary Knoll Magazine, in English or Spanish, or to find out how you can help, call us. 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. And check out our website, www.maryknoll.org. One world, one mission, Mary Knoll.
Put it on. Oh,
7.3 WRIR.
Well, this one, a crucial style.
Crucial style.
Them called the Israelites.
The Israelites.
Desmond, they call alongside yours truly AP with the Indian spice. And the art is nice.
Israelite.
That is Apache Indian with Desmond Dekker and their version of Desmond Dekker's old classic, The Israelites. That's one of my favorite new songs that I've heard here in the last few weeks. Apache Indian from the UK. He is from the subcontinent. That's where the name comes from. His album is called Time for a Change. It just came out, and you'll be hearing a lot more of that song, I'm sure, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM. Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. You're listening to Global Agogo. We're here every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. playing music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Before Apache Indian, we heard a vintage track from Desmond Dekker and the Aces from 1966. We heard Rudy Got Soul. Before that, the Gladiators from 68 did sweet soul music. And we also had in that set Toots Hibbard from Toots and the Maytals and his version of Ann Peebles' classic Love the Rain from his album Toots in Memphis. Before that, Ann Peebles did I Feel Like Breaking Up Somebody's Home, High Records 1972 track. And we started out that set with a brand new record from Cat Power, Love and Communication. The album is called The Greatest, and it is excellent. Definitely her best record so far, in my opinion. Recorded in Memphis with the elements of the High Records rhythm section, Mabon Teeny Hodges on guitar and Leroy Hodges on bass. And you heard both of them playing on that Ann Peebles track as well, so that you get an idea of what they sounded like 25 years ago or whatever that was. And let me give you a couple of announcements here, and then we'll get back to some more music. This program is being brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music, offering everything from hit music to the obscure. Plan 9 has or can get most of the music heard on this program. Plan 9 proud to support the musical diversity heard on WRIR every day. Plan 9 in Carytown, and now a new location at VCU's E2 Bookstore. And Global Agogo is brought to you in part due to the generous underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond, who are presenting a concert by the group Eighth Blackbird on Wednesday, February 22nd. At 7:30 p.m. at the Camp Concert Hall on the campus of University of Richmond. The show is called Coming Together, and it's going to feature music from composers Jennifer Higdon and Derek Bermel, Aaron J. Kernis, Barbara White, and one of my favorite contemporary composers, Frederick Zhevsky. Again, that's Eighth Blackbird at the in the